T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Today, I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
Well, that took a while, but, you know, it's something, I guess. Let's get to Evan Brown, who's reporting on this baby formula shortage this morning for Fox News Radio. Evan, I would assume even with this act put in place, there's still going to be a delay in many cases getting more formula on the shelves, right?
Good morning. Yes, that's definitely going to be the case. It's probably not going to be days. It may not even be weeks. But with the Defense Production Act, it does allow the federal government to start telling the private sector, we need your help to get this manufactured and get it to market. In this case, this means baby food, which has been in some real short supply around the nation. I alone have been looking through grocery stores near me and have found some very paltry supply of it. Same thing at pharmacies. And I don't need it anymore. My kid is old enough not to, she's not a baby anymore, afraid to say. But when she was, she took a very specific kind of formula due to colic. And I haven't been able to find that one anywhere. And I would just know that if I were still needing to buy it, I'd be pretty livid. The Defense Production Act, it might allow us to get more made domestically and more to market. But perhaps the thing that might provide sooner relief is the idea that we would begin to import baby food, and that the White House has directed FDA and other regulators to sort of expedite this, as well as directing the private sector, aircraft and commercial jets, whatnot, to help with the importing.
Yeah, the importing thing is an interesting question, too. I was reading a couple of stories about this, and not surprisingly, not that we're being ugly Americans or anything, but we have a little bit of a superiority complex when it comes to our standards for baby formula. And in many cases, the FDA apparently doesn't feel that some of these European manufacturers meet the same requirements. So that's been another part of the problem. Have they waived that too?
They're looking into expediting and streamlining regulatory things so that they can grant these approvals to be able to import the baby formula. You know, there's a real back and forth on this. You know, there are plenty of people who say we could have been importing all this time. But then, of course, there are concerns on the other side of saying, well, we should really be worried about food security and making sure that we're producing it domestically.
Yeah.
We have been producing it domestically. We haven't been producing enough. Certainly not to withstand a major manufacturing a plant of it shutting down, and also not able to withstand the sending of some of our baby food overseas to places like Ukraine or to facilities along the southern border to hand out to migrant families that come to the border and seek asylum.
Yeah, I'm not laughing about that, but I did see a bite yesterday from, I believe it was Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who had shown a picture of stockpiles of baby formula at the border, and somebody called it fake news, so she flew down there and actually found them and did a couple of live reports from the scene. Now, I don't know that there's enough down there that it would make a dent in the current problem, but it is...
No, it's hard to quantify that. I don't mean to interrupt, but it's hard to quantify that. But if you're a parent who can't find any in your neck of the woods,
yeah,
and there's a warehouse of it down, in South Texas near the border, you'd be livid.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely would. Well, I tell you what, Evan Brown, we appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Evan reporting for Fox News Radio. If you missed that bite from Kamek. We've had her on the show before. She doesn't take any prisoners. I like her a lot. I tried to get her on when we were at CPAC, and our schedules didn't match up because she was getting there that Friday, like midday, and after our show ended, and I couldn't get her on, but we did have her on when we got back from CPAC. This is what she was reporting on what she found down at the border. Here we go.
If they're going to give me four Pinocchios and send the White House after me, calling me and my colleagues a liar for calling them out on a baby formula crisis of their own creation, I was going to set the record straight. So I flew down to the border myself over the weekend and videotaped what I saw was baby formula, diapers, wipes, not one, not two, but three warehouses full of these supplies that they've been stockpiling for months. And this is all, of course, in response to the ongoing border crisis. But of course, they are in preparation for when Title 42 goes away.
Yeah, it's a good point. How about we scoop up about half of that and distribute it to the states where they're having trouble finding it? Where tax paying, in many cases, American citizens are having trouble finding it. That would be one argument that you could do. Like I said, I don't know if it'd make a difference, but it'll make a difference for somebody. Kamek continued. Listen.
No one is saying that we aren't going to take care of children in U.S. custody. What we are saying is that these children are here because Biden has created this crisis and invited them here. And we have been very clear from the beginning that even if we were to redistribute all of the formula that has been stockpiled at the border, it wouldn't even scratch the surface with the magnitude of what we are facing in terms of a shortfall around America. When you shut down the nation's largest manufacturer of baby formula, 43% to be exact, and you have no plan in place to backfill that marketplace share, you are responsible for this. And the fact that Pete Buttigieg and the White House has said that they had a plan in place from day one, that's a lie, because it quite frankly took an act of Congress to get them to move on this after outrage from parents.
Yeah, interesting. I think she's absolutely right. That's funny, though, isn't it? They basically called her a liar and all this stuff because of that picture she showed. And here's my suspicion. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. My guess is she announced, oh, okay, well, I'll just fly down there and find it for myself. My guess is she had plenty of assistance with a wink and a nod from some people in Customs and Border Patrol. Hey, we know exactly where that warehouse is, right over there, but you didn't hear that from me. And she goes in and she finds three warehouses full of stuff that's been stockpiled that American citizens can't get their hands on. Interesting. Hey, coming up, we've got In Other News with Denise Schaefer. Next hour, we will talk to former Senator Jim Talent, who joins us here every Thursday morning. We're going to give away a couple of free passes to see Top Gun Maverick on the IMAX screen. We're going to do that today in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. We're going to be back with more in just a minute.
It all comes together. Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.